and a questionnaire. This one is by So Sweet Like a Niece. The first question is, you're playing the part of a wizard, thief, cleric, or fighter in a stereotypical D&D party. Which are you and why? Well, I am more likely to be a fighter type. Most of the times whenever I've played D&D, I tend to play a ranger, just because I really like the long distance and fighting from a long distance, and I've actually shot archery before, so I enjoy that. But I also enjoy having spells and things like that, and that's one of the things that the rangers have. So I like that, except for in 5e, to where you have to choose between being a, you know, ranger who knows the wilderness and knows where you're going, or you get to play with animals. And it's like, I liked when you just got the choice to play with animals at the same time. Whatever. Other GWA performers to play other roles. I definitely think that I could see Pun Finisher on my team. He probably won't like it, but I see him more as a wizard type. I think that he casts a spell with his way of words, and I think that he could definitely pull that off in the game of D&D. Number two, if you can cook at all, what is your favorite thing to make? If not, what is your favorite meal to eat? I can cook, but I am not good at it. The favorite thing to make would be, like, maybe eggs or mashed potatoes, but my favorite thing to eat is steak. I adore meat. Like, I am blood type O positive, and from what I've read, I need meat to balance out the amount of sugar in my system. That's why I'm so sweet. Have you seen any bands live? If so, what was your first favorite concert and why? I have only seen a couple bands live, and I didn't really have a favorite out of the ones that I've seen. I suppose I really liked the Kenny Chesney concert that I went to, but I don't know if I'd call it my favorite. I was just kind of dragged along. If you knew that sacrificing your own life would assuredly fix most global concerns for a long time, at least, would you do it? Completely painless. Even if it was full of pain, I know that I would. For me, I find it a whole lot better to sacrifice myself for everyone else than to go on living knowing that I could have made that choice. I mean, even if it was just to help one other person, I would definitely sacrifice myself to save one other person, because I feel like, you know, I feel like every life is precious. If I've let you in my life, if I've let you close to me, then you have automatically become so important to me, and I want to do everything that I can to make sure that you're happy. So if sacrificing myself means that I can save you in some way, I would do it in a heartbeat. That went way serious, way fast. Five, do you foresee yourself making audios for GWA for a while to come? If so, what all are you hoping to put out for your loving fans? I see myself doing it for quite a while. I don't know how long. I don't know, you know, how much in the future. I know I would like to be doing it for quite a while, but who knows what comes up in people's lives. And what I plan to put out for my fans is, I have a couple of scripts that I've already written up, and I'm hoping to record those, and I've already got some stuff that I've put up on my Patreon, and I have other scripts that I have bookmarked that I would like to read at some later point. So, lots of fun stuff. What is your favorite animal and why is it pugs? I like that. My favorite animal would be cats. I really like cats. I like dogs as well. I love cuddling with dogs and playing with dogs, But I like a cat because it's a creature that it's like, I can pet you and I can play with you, but I know that I don't have to take care of you after I'm done. I feed you and then you go and do your own thing. I don't have to wash you. I don't have to do anything. You just go and take care of yourself. I like that. If it's of the entire animal kingdom, I'd say horses. I think horses are majestic and awesome. And pugs are also adorable. I will also say that. Pugs are very cute. What all sorts of arts do you dabble in, and for how long have you? I have been writing for as long as I can remember. Since at least I was 11 years old. I have been drawing since before then. Like, you know how every kid draws stick figures and things like that? Well, I've just kind of progressed from there. My art is no good. I will say that now. But I do like doing it. What would be the hottest sexual scenario that you can think of that you'd take part in? The hottest sexual scenario that I can think of that I could take part in, I prefer being a dominant, and I love the idea of controlling more than one sub to play with one another, whether that be boy and girl, or boy and boy, or girl and girl. I am cool with all of those setups to just kind of command them to play with one another for my entertainment until I decide to play with both of them in some way. I'm more than cool with three, but past three I think would just get messy. Like, no matter what the sex is or what's going on, I think it would just get messy after three people plus me. And the last question, did you honestly enjoy doing this questionnaire? Yes, I did. It was cute and fun and simple and not too sexual, which was kind of nice, I think. I hope you do more. Alrighty, bye.